Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello to all my friends out there in Progland. This is your old pal, Big Tony the Prog Squatch, coming at you one more time with another episode of Prog Watch. I had a little bit of a rough weekend, and I'm pretty tired, still recovering, but I'm going to try to soldier on here. You know what they say, the show must go on. So I'm not going to waste too much time on a lot of preliminaries. I'm going to get right into the music because I got a lot of great music lined up for the show once again. So anyway, the first thing I want to do today is something from the Anderson Ponte Band. A legend has it that back in the 1980s, Jean-Luc Ponty approached John Anderson of Yes, obviously, with the idea of working together in a band. Well, it took them 30 years, but eventually these two guys got together and did a series of gigs out in the Western U.S., I believe, in 2014. And some of these were recorded, and they finally have put out an album entitled Better Late Than Never, I guess is a bit tongue-in-cheek title there. But anyway, from the album, I'm going to play the song, the opener. It's called Intro, and then it leads into One in the Rhythms of Hope. This is from Better Late Than Never by the Anderson Ponte Band, released in 2015.
Thank you.
secret's kind. You took it to the middle of reception. You opened the door to sanctuary, into the second attention. And then you reach out to know yourself, and know what you need to heal yourself. You gotta reach out to see yourself. You gotta reach out, because you're the perfect one to know that this is truly happening. You're the perfect one to know.
Once again, that was the Anderson Pawnee Band. The name of the cut was, first we heard Intro, then One in the Rhythms of Hope. It's from their Better Late Than Never album released this year. What can I say? I've always been a fan of John Anderson, obviously, and yes, and most everything else he's done in collaboration with other artists and solo work. I love his voice. And I've always been a fan of Jean-Luc Pawnee also. I got into him back in the 80s. And have pretty much all of his stuff. So when these two guys got together, I was excited and waiting for this. And I pretty much really think it's a nice, solid album. There's some reworked Yes material and some stuff that if you know Jean-Luc's back catalog, you'll be familiar with some of the musical things you're hearing where, you know, where John wrote some lyrics to go over top of some music that Jean-Luc had previously written. But I like it, and I hope you did too. Next up, I'm going to get into something here that I've been hatching for a little while. Some of you who are longtime listeners may have heard me mention my friend Martin Hutchinson and his site and Facebook page called Prog Radar. On I believe when you're searching the web, you would look for progradar.org, and he has a Facebook page also. He does a lot of really cool reviews, some more in-depth and some little thumbnail reviews, I guess, that you know, he puts together in something that he calls the Weekly Wallet Emptier. Lately, I guess his work demands have caught up a little bit and he hasn't been able to put them out weekly. So it's just the wallet emptier now, but it's little things that he's, you know, short reviews, a paragraph long, maybe, on new releases, prog, obviously. So anyway, I approached Martin about doing a little joint venture here, and this is going to be the first installment here. We're going to have Prog Radar's weekly recommendation. I figured I could let Martin, make a pick. I'll play the song and then I'll read his bite-sized review afterward. And once again, one of the main reasons I did this was because over the last few months, I've come to rely a little bit on Martin's reviews. There's so much new stuff out there and I'm kind of inundated with a lot of things to listen to. And by reading Martin's reviews, I found that Martin and I have pretty much the same tastes. We line up pretty much. If he says it's good, I'm probably going to like it. So I've been relying a little bit on him to point me in the right direction on some of these new releases. So I figured let's give him a little bit of a voice here on the show. So here's the first of our Prog Radar's weekly recommendations, and it's from Corvus Stone, which is a multinational band featuring Pasi Koivu on keyboards, Colin Tench guitars, backing vocals and percussion, Petri Lindstrom bass guitar, Peter Wolf drums, and Sonia Mata did the artwork. They have a couple of albums out. Their latest is called Unscrewed. It was released this year, 2015. Once again, the name of the band is Corvus Stone, and the cut that I'm playing, this is Martin's pick, Martin from Prog Radar. The song is Cinema Finale.
Thank you.
So once again, that was Corvus Stone from their album Unscrewed, the name of the song Cinema Finale, and it was the first ever of Prog Radar's weekly recommendations that you're going to hear on a regular basis here on Prog Watch. Anyway, here's Martin's bite-sized review of the album. Quote, "This mainly instrumental piece is mad as many boxes of amphibians. Flawed in places, but entirely and eccentrically wonderful. This unique band follow no path already trodden and may not appeal to everyone, but the brilliant musicianship leads them up many blind alleys that they then extricate themselves magically from. Mad, bad, and brilliantly dangerous." And I tend to agree. Oh, that last part was me. I forgot to unquote. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff on this Corvus Stone album. Check it out.
You are listening to Voyage 35 Radio. Enjoy the music.
Well, moving things right along, I'm going to play something else by a band that, once again, Martin had a hand in tipping me off to. He wrote a review on this band and their album a month or two back, and I finally got around to checking it out, and I like it. So we're going to play something from Prog Octopus. It's a relatively new band from Birmingham, and they feature Jane Gillard on vocals, or Gillard, G-I-L-L-A-R-D, Alistair Bell on guitars, Samuel C. Roberts on bass, and Tim Wilson on drums. They put out an EP earlier this year called Transcendence, and I'm going to play the song, or Transcendence, I suppose, depending on how you prefer to pronounce it. But anyway, I'm going to play the first cut entitled Transcendence Part 1. This is from the Transcendence EP by Prog Octopus. Once again, that was Transcendence Part 1 by Prague Octopus from their 2015 EP of the same name, Transcendence. I guess this had a bit of a District 97 kind of feel to it with the brilliant female vocals and some of the guitar work, some of the changes. So yeah, check them out, Prague Octopus. I'm going to move things along here and dip back into the vaults a little bit. I control all the music in the place, and you can imagine there's quite a smattering of prog going on. There's a lot of classic rock also. You know, we got to play stuff for everybody, even some oldie stuff, but I've got quite a bit of prog in the mix. I've got about 10,000 songs in the computer, and I just have them, you know, generate random playlists and run through it. Occasionally adding and removing things just to keep it fresh. Well, anyway, this came up the other day, and I was reminded how much I really like this album. It's by Mike Rutherford. It's from his first solo album called Small Creeps Day, which was released in 1980, which I think was a really good album and doesn't probably get enough of its due. So anyway, I'm going to play for you Cats and Rats, and then in parentheses, In This Neighborhood. And this, once again, is from Mike Rutherford, Small Creeps Day, 1980. So again, that was Cats and Rats in This Neighborhood from Small Creeps Day by Mike Rutherford in 1980. On this album, he was assisted by Noel McCalla on lead vocals, Morris Pert on percussion, Ant Phillips, the original Genesis guitar player, on keyboards, and Simon Phillips, who played drums on all kinds of different things throughout the 80s and 90s, I guess, on drums. Anyway, I've always liked that track, and I just wanted to slip that in on you. So I'm going to bring things back up more into the modern era with the Aaron Clift Experiment. Again, this is something that I heard about through Martin and checked it out. And they released an album this year entitled Outer Light, Inner Darkness. And I'm going to play the track called Kissed by the Sun.
Then you walked away.
Come back, come back to our place, to the clan where we began. We belong as one, and return to the clan where we began. Kissed by the sun. Sun will kiss my wounded face. It's a light you still resist. Now I'm only left with one wish. Come back, come back to our place, to the clan where we began. We belong as one, and return to the clan where we began. I trudge through to break. Was I too young, too new, too green to see? I could leave us one day. Maybe I was more in love with the sun than the warrior with a stranger. Kiss me, my son. We'll be right back.
So that was the Aaron Clift Experiment. The name of the song, Kissed by the Sun, from their Outer Light, Inner Darkness album, just released this year. This is actually the second album by the band that was formed by Aaron Clift, the vocalist and keyboardist, in 2012. Recently, they've had some lineup changes over the ensuing years, but right now the band looks like this. You got the aforementioned Aaron Clift, Eric Gutierrez on guitar and mandolin, Kevin North, bass guitar, double bass, and Joe Resnick. It almost looked like my last name. Joe Resnick on drums and percussion. And this was their follow-up to their first album. I rather liked it. It's heavy prog, I guess is what you would call it. But a nice piece of work by the Aaron Clift Experiment. Next up, I have something from a band called House of Knot, who actually approached me and sent me a copy of their album. Their third album. They're writing a 5-album arc that deals with a character entitled A. Nexter Nyode. And the albums are basically the walkabout of A. Nexter Nyode. They've had a part one and a part two. This is part three that was released in 2012. But a little background on the project first. Vocalist Brian Erickson and guitarist Lou Rapoli got together in 2002, as I said, to record a 5-CD epic chronicling the adventures of their protagonist, A. Nexter Nyode. This is some high aspirations. I think Terry and I were talking about this in a previous episode, how nowadays you don't just get a concept album. Sometimes you're getting a series of concept albums. But this A. Nexter Nyode saga is kind of a counterculture rock opus. A little bit of a 60s spirit thrown in there, a little bit of hippie stuff. So from their third installment, The Walkabout of A. Nexter Nyode Part 3, On the Madness of Crowds, I'm going to play a song called Man of Faith. Again, this is House of Knot, and the album was released in 2012.
Man of Faith. Thank you.
us change. Caesar will arrange. Man of faith, if I had what 7 days with pride I
solid effort from Brian Erickson and Lou Rapoli, aka House of Naught, from their 2012 album The Walkabout of A Next to Niode Part 3 on the Madness of Crowds. And just to reiterate, the song was Man of Faith. Yeah, I think these guys have a nice thing going, and I'm glad they popped up and asked me to check out their album. It's a nice piece of work, and I suggest you check it out.
Hello, this is Arnold, and you're listening to Voyage 35 Radio, home of some of the best progressive rock music on the internet, and I think you will like it.
But I'm going to move things along here, and I'm going to play something from the man of the hour, I guess, the man of the year, Steven Wilson. Obviously, he's best known as the frontman from the band Porcupine Tree. He's an artist from the UK, and he's dabbled in a variety of musical styles with his own band, on his own, and in various side projects. He's done a little bit of heavy prog, psychedelia, electronica, post-rock, ambient music, drone, metal, and art rock, just to name a few. He's also very interested in engineering and production, and he's been finding the time to remaster many classic albums from the golden age of prog, from Yes and Jethro Tull to Gentle Giant and King Crimson. So anyway, his latest release caused quite a stir, and he cleaned up at this year's Prog Awards, winning awards for Album of the Year, Commercial Breakthrough, and Box Set Design. So the name of his most current release is Hand, period, Cannot, period, Erase. The periods are actually punctuation marks. I just put them in there. So I guess it's Hand, Cannot, Erase. But anyway, the name of the song is Ancestral, and the album was released this year. Again, this is Steven Wilson.
By their faith, ignoring every proof. bicycle, a garden wall, a mother's call, a love is born, and after all, the sleep that falls on me.
In the city there are those that live alone. Twilight brings them from the gloom into ours. And hiding lair among the wreckage left behind. They see things that are the will that close their eyes.
Thank you.
So once again, that was Steven Wilson from Hand Cannot Erase, his 2015 release that cleaned up quite a bit at the Prague Awards. If you haven't checked it out, you probably should. So anyway, I'm going to dip back into the vaults once again a little bit here and pull out something. Well, at least it's from this century. It's from the year 2000. It's by the Flower Kings. And it's called I Am the Sun, Part 2. Again, this is another thing that popped up on my rotation at work. And I thought, wow, that's a really nice track. You know what? While I'm at work, I'll sometimes jot down just little notes. You know, something plays and it's like, well, yeah, I ought to do that. I ought to do that. We ought to play that. You know, so I make these little notes for myself. So anyway, once again, this is from Space Revolver by the Flower Kings. It's called I Am the Sun, Part 2. It was released in the year 2000.
Thank you. I feed you my colorful.
Once again, that was I Am the Sun Part 2 from Space Revolver by the Flower Kings, released in the year 2000. It's just another excellent piece of symphonic prog by a band that I admire very much. On this album, we had Roine Stolt, obviously, Thomas Bowden, Hasse Froberg, Jonas Reingold, Jamie Salazar rounding out the band. Also, Hasse Bruinsson on percussion and Ulf Wallander playing soprano saxophone. Once again, that was the Flower Kings. So anyway, that's going to bring me to the last thing I'm going to play today. It's going to be by the band Kansas. Obviously, Kansas was a U.S. progressive rock band formed in the early to mid-70s. They had a kind of a golden age there in the 70s, and putting out albums such as Left Overture with the huge single Carry On Wayward Son, and their follow-up Point of No Return, which contained the song Dust in the Wind, another classic. But anyway, I'm going to play something from the Point of No Return from 1978, and the name of this track is Closet Chronicles.
Once carried through the current and being swept away, the king is in the closet, he's hiding from today. And though he owns all of fortune, this room is where he'll stay. And his world is filled with darkness turning gray.
I'll draw the drapes, my destiny is done.
Once again, that was Closet Chronicles, one of my favorite tracks from the golden days of Kansas in the 70s, from the Point of No Return album. On this album, we had the classic lineup of Phil Ehart on drums, Dave Hope bass, Kerry Livgren guitars and keyboards, Robbie Steinhardt vocals, cello, violin, viola, Steve Walsh on vocals, keyboards, and Rich Williams on acoustic and electric guitars. It's one of my favorite Kansas tunes, Closet Chronicles. Anyway, that's going to wrap us up for this week. Thanks again for coming along for the ride, whether you're listening on progzilla.com, progpositivity.com, or Voyage 35 Radio, or whether you're looking me up as a podcast through Society 13 Podcast Network on iTunes, Stitcher. Thanks for coming along for the ride, all my friends out there in Progland, and I will bid you fond adieu and say, Prog on, brothers and sisters.